USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is not planning to attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th, the president making the announcement in a one-line tweet. Vice President Mike Pence says he will be attending. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Secret Service officials are installing secure fencing around the White House. Officials say they have requested an unscalable barrier to be put up until Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th. Boeing is agreeing to settle criminal charges over their 737 MAX aircraft.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Since the first day of the coronavirus outbreak, New York State has been one of the epicenters. As vaccine rollout continues, New York ranks 28th in vaccine distribution. Regarding the holdup in vaccine distribution in New York, Phil Boyle is a New York State senator. He believes it has a lot to do with leadership and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Governor Cuomo was thinking about other things. If you think about the chronology, last March and April, we had a huge first surge of COVID here in New York State, and then the numbers went far down in July and August. But we all knew the vaccines were coming, and that's when the governor should have focused on finding distribution sites, creating a real plan for getting these vaccines out. If you think about what was he doing, he was creating a poster, he was writing a book.
Boyle also tells Fox News the governor is prioritizing health care workers over the elderly and most vulnerable.
The governor is focusing on health care workers, which is fine, frontline health care workers. However, they should be focusing on the most senior among us. I have constituents of mine on Long Island, over 75, over 70, over 65, and they're watching on TV seeing people in Florida driving up, getting the vaccination in their arm and driving away, and they're asking me, how can I go down to Florida to get the vaccine, these life-saving vaccines? That's scary and sad.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.